was like, let's remember where we were on Dom Allah. Very, very close to the end of the Parak. We really weren't at the end of the Parak. We didn't understand it yet. And the Gemara has two questions and answers. Right? The first question is, we're not exactly sure what the question is. The Kavan, the Bani Lam Mihas Ma'al, Lamam Seyed Rav. The question is a suggestion. Let's say it's a Seyed Rav who holds Tolosh Musa Chibro Shmei Tolosh. And therefore, it becomes usher if you bow down to it as a Mozara, which, by the way, I think all the Rishonim pass the Rav in terms of that. But nonetheless, the Gemara here wants to be Dokha the Siyu of the Rav, Kiberach the Gemara, that, you know, if you can be Dokha the Siyu, you are. And the Dechia is Hanoa Nirate Le'inayim Asra Torah. So, what exactly is the proof? So, we pointed out that there are two fundamentally different ways of reading the proof. Is he saying, is the proof from the fact that there is Mi'ilah? Rashi and Tosos. And the Perish Kadmon, I think, in his second shot. Did I put the Perish Kadmon in? Yeah. If I recall correctly. And there have been a Gershom in the first shot of the Perish Kadmon, which is, why isn't there Mi'ilah? The fact there isn't Mi'ilah. So let's just review these two. Different chapter, okay, what's the Siyua Shon of a Rav, the first Siyua of a Rav, second is from some other Brysa that comes from elsewhere of Hadar Vaishal Hektish Kimishnan and Minamah, which is very similar to our Mishnah, but which is not the Mishnah. It's from something to do with our Mishnah. The way Tosos it is, the way Tosos reads it is, so number one, you could say the Siyu of the Rav is Rashi Tosos. Siyu of the Rav is from the fact that there is the Eva. Right? The Siyu of the Rav is from the fact that there is the Eva. Right? And again, as opposed to Ben Gershon, from the fact there isn't the Eva. And what exactly is the case? Tosos is very clear. Says Tosos.
The board is out of focus.
The board is taka out of focus. And let's see if I remember how to fix that. Oh, it's back in focus, right? Yes. Okay, good. says Tosos, the Tziyua to Rav is from the case of our Mishnah, right? What's the case of our Mishnah? I'll leave it to Tosos. You cemented the Evan or Korah on top of your Riba. That's Polish on the Sophie Bro. And when you live there, you're Ma. So that proves Polish on the Bro is Polish because there's a Riyab on Riba, right? Because it's the case of the Mishnah. What's the case of the Mishnah? Iber Eben Okora, the Akhtarka Darsha Dartakta. Mav. What does that prove? That proves that it's called Talish, right? That proves that it's called Talish, right? What does that prove? Proves that the Evan Okora Mechubar, Paris probably, is called Tosh. And that's a Siyud. Rashi, I had a little trouble understanding exactly. Rashi says, Lema me to bring Hacha the Ma'al, Afi should know, Katolish Dummy. Early. Lema me to Hacha Ma'al, the Afagab de Chibro, Katolish Dummy. Even though he's mechaber it, it is still considered tolish. What's the case where mechuberis in the previous Rashi? Apu mechuberis he bebinyan chashul at the tolish the ispe meilu, clearly in the direction of Tosos. In what case exactly is it mechuberis bebinyan? Because Rashi says earlier, but the case of our Mishnah, she shleimah shelo b'na klom elah hanocha ba'al mahuda abad ba. Sounds like there was no keeper in the case of our mission. So it's not exactly clear. Rashi somehow going back and forth and now changing his mind, assuming the Mishnah is a case where it was the chubra. Rashi says chibro, where that our Mishnah was a case of machubra. When he says anach ba'al means machubra, and he means like tosos. That sounds like Rashi. So it's not exactly clear what Rashi is trying to say. I must admit. Perhaps you could say. What? Perhaps you could say it's the Havamina, exactly. Right? Rashi's not so clear, right? Especially since Rashi uses the words Hachi Katani Ale'el, given the Bona Mahal, etc. Not exactly. It's the Havamina, it's not necessarily a Katani, because the Havamina is an Orum, not the Hanar. So it's not so clear, but here's at least the other possibility is that it's from the, it's not in the case of the Mishnah. It's in the case that's not in the Mishnah, right? It's from the case not in the Mishnah, or what we would call the Havamina, right? Jonathan says, the Pirush HaMishnah, right? Maybe that's why it's a word can be called Katani, right? That what's the Havamina of the Mishnah? The Havamina of the Mishnah is that you attached it. But what do we say? When you attached it, you're Mo'el right away, even before you lived there. But when you attach it, you only know because you attach it. And when you attach it, it's attached. Right? And what's the din? The din is Chiber Eben Okora Ma'al Miyad Afkoden Dira. Okay, but you see, it ends up being the same as Tosos for our purposes. If you're Machaber something, you're Mo'al. Which proves that Eben Okora Mechuberes is Nekratosh. And then what is the Dechia? The Dechia is very, the words of Dechia are very stark, but what they mean, we have much idea. The Dechia is that Hana'a Hanire Le'inayim Asra Torah. What is that Dechia? What that Dechia is, according to Rashi Tosos, is even though it's the chumr, because we want to be done with the Shiva Rab. You're still Moab, says Hanan near Leinayim. Right, says Rashi. The whole name of the sacrifice lost road to Kim of Chumr Tom. The Hakanan came to the bottom of the Sid Kim of Chumr Tom. No, it's the Chumr Tom. Be already Kim of Moab, and Bazan, why are you Moab? If it's the Chumr. Ah, Dan, you must have told me Elok, this ain't Hanan, is Osir. And this Chumra, they could see that you attached it, so you're Moel. And Tosu says something very similar. Tosu says, one second, where's Tosu say this? In the middle of the Ramaska Lema. Same as Tosu, it's really informer. You can see outside that something's covering the Aruba. It's very visible. So what the Dechia? The Dechia is that Ana'a Anir'es Le'enayim is Me'ila even in the Chumr. That is the Dechia for Rashi and Tosos, and this Dechia, you should be thinking, is exceedingly peculiar, right? First of all, we never heard of such a rule, Hanna Nerez Le'inayim Asra Torah. If you want to say, you know what that means, the invisible Hanna is not enough. Except that. But where's that break the rules of Chumr and Tosos? Like, visible Hanna, a visible thing Hanna is Asra even in the Chumr. And what's not a visible Anna, so then if I'm there from a tree that's growing there, if I'm there from a cave, whatever, it's all very visible. It just doesn't seem to make sense. Most Hanna from the Chumr is visible Hanna, and that's the tour of Me'ilah v'Mishmer. So what's it mean? Hanna nearest Le'inayim, Asra Torah, is mysterious. I think hopefully we can all agree that Rashi and Tosfos have not fully explained themselves. Obviously, they had something in mind. They have not fully explained themselves, and that's what I think we're going to have to do. But before we do that, we have to first fill in the Rabbinic Gershon. from being here. So, and the Pyrrhus Kadmon, the Pyrrhus Kadmon has names here, no? The Pyrrhus Kadmon brings both pshatim, and his first pshat is, that it is a, is like Rabbeinu Gershom. One second, where does he quote this from? Hach Pirish HaRashdal. Okay, and then he has a Pirish Acher, which does not have a name, which is more like, Tosos. Okay, so this is the Rabbeinu Gershom and the Pirish Kadmon. The Shem the Rush. Okay, so it's also one of the versions of Tosfos. He says exactly the opposite, that it doesn't mean Binichusa came into Bani Lomi as Baal. It's a bit of a bit. Came into Bani Lomi as Baal. Shouldn't you be Moel as soon as you are Bone? And what's the assumption? The assumption is that the Mishnah of Yaruba is fucked up the word, like Tosfos against Rashi and the Rambam. That is the case of the Mishnah. Well, what's the case of the Mishnah? The case of the Mishnah is Chiver Evan Okora. Let's review the case of the Mishnah in light of the shock of the Targum. Okay, Chiver Evan Okora, Lo Ma'al Ad Sheyoder Tachto. But Afal Pi She'im Shina Evan Okora, right? C.K. Spatach, etc. Right, that's the shakma tari the havmin. If they had cut it, the end. Dina ha even okora al yedei chitoch v'sitos ma'al miyad heban tishina. Now, what's the deal? If you chopped it and chiseled it, then that's a shini. So you're more miyad. What are the reason for shini is? But obviously not the Rambam's reason. But if you merely cement it, that's not a shinui. That's the deal. The deal is, deal from the Mishnah is that chibur lo chashiv shinui. A chibur is not a shinui. Yeah, if you had chopped it and chiseled it, that would be a shinui. Well, yeah, a few bling dira. But since all you did was cement it, it's not a shinui. Well, so you're not a few dira. Cementing is not a shinoi. Why is cementing not a shinoi? Why is cementing not a shinoi? So again, don't give me the toast discussion with both of you. It's not where you're going right now. But the way they're going right now is that a shinoi means a fundamental change in something's identity. If you change tolosh to mechuber, that's a shinoi. If you tolosh stays tolosh, that's not a shinoi. Mechuber stays mechuber, that's not a shinoi. If you chop down a tree, that's a shinoi. It used to be tolosh, now it's mechuber. If you plant a sapling, that is a shinoi. It used to be mechuber, now it's tolosh. You plant a sapling, that's a shinoi. It used to be tolosh, now it's mechuber. If all you do is cement a beam, that's not a shinoi. Why not? Lama lo. Ki lo nishtane fehuto. Which then proves the adayin tolosh. Which then proves that tolosh of chibra is May Tolosh, which to see you at to Rav, right? Okay. Wait, what does this prove? This proves that that Tolosh ulvesof chibro lo meshaneh hachifetz Omar. Nikra Tolosh. After all, if it was Nikra Mechuber, there would be a big shino. Change Tolosh into Mechuber. So it must be still Tolosh. I cemented it on. Here's that I cemented it on. How luckily I didn't do anything. That's the shino of the wrath. And then what's the dechia? The dechia is that, no, you thought that the reason you're not, let's read inside Rabbeinu Gershom. It says Rabbeinu Gershom. Dia Makar Machover Dami in K. And the Olam Armin came into Bani Lovis said Kimchover Dami really did turn into Mechover. The Intermer and Kedamai Lomala Alter Achi Yudor or Shigador. Mishom, the Hana Nere Lenai Master Torga, Mila Balon Nere Slenai, and Achi Achi Yador Tatov, Shigino Love All Pinos. What does he say? He said, no, really? It is Nikra Mechover. When it's attached. But there's still no me'ila because it's nahanon nirei slain nanyan. Because it doesn't look like anything happened. Because it doesn't look like anything happened. Yes, Taki, you turned. You turned Tolish into Makover. But turning Tolish into Makover is an invisible abstract thing. And that doesn't make it. So here I admit it's a little tricky. He started using the language of Shinoi, and he ended using the language of, He started using the language of Shinoi and ended using the language of Hana. What weird did he switch from Shinoi to Hana? Okay, so Kevin Shinisha, Shifa Mkhita, Shina. The answer is that it is a little tricky. He started with Shina and said, oh, no, who cares about that? I was talking about Shina. I wasn't necessarily talking about, so here, there have been some of you can, if you have a better time, you can tell me. He doesn't really explain himself so well. Maybe the answer is just like why should it be multiple to Shino? You turn Tolith into Mechober, and the answer is that. Because Loneris, because Hana Nir Leinayim Asur Torah, Gav Meilov Loneris Leinayim. In this case, why does he change machinery to Hana? Not certain. It's a good question. I know, but you don't have to stick machinery into the beginning and put yourself a question. Unless he thought that somehow Shinoi was also, some sort of Hana. Again, he's not exactly the same as the. Rambam, maybe he thinks that Shinoi's Hanoa, if you chisel it and attach it, that is a Hanoa that is very Nikeris. Although, I'm going to leave that a little bit. Sorry. Ian Freire, yes, Abba?
Abba would just say that the Hanoa is a shear in the Shinoi?
That maybe the Hanoa is a shear in the Shinoi. Well, of course, when you chisel it, you don't need to live under it. If that's more machinery, this less machinery. Maybe basically what you're saying is that the Hanah and the Shinoi is not nearly Nayan. Yes, you've changed it in a way that you benefit from, but that's not nearer Nayan. I guess go back to what we said in Rashi that Hanah is a hefty tempsi of Shinoi. And really the point is, is this something which is sort of very obvious change from Kodesh L'chol? The answer is not an obvious change from Kodesh L'chol yet, but that's what we read it because. It's not Hana'a Hanires Le'inayim.
The first time the Hana'a Hanires Le'inayim, we get a Fumber.
Exactly. Correct. Two fundamentally different ways of reading the words of Fumber.
there was a hub that you never heard before.
Yeah, and it's a smart. I think there's gospel chords. It's a smart. Is it a smart homebrew?
Or no, I think we have a story that the Mufubar, is moved up from this
right. Room. Okay, we also have a Svara of the Anonymous Lady. I'm hoping for the day that
there's a God.
Right, and this Svara is either it's a reason to not, or it's a reason to, it is a reason to.
Why don't we go to England? Why not by Hebrew?
I don't know. You're talking about the Near Lane Night. Because maybe that's them in the panel. Okay, why not buy anything else at the top? I don't know, maybe it's something else in terms of their maybe. I don't know. It's one line. I don't know what context to put it in. Let's go back to this for a second. What?
Even though both the two children go in two different directions, they both have exactly the same problem. And that is the reason that you end up with a Mufubar. And Hanan here, so I creates me illness.
You end up with Mosfober, and Hanan here, so Nayim creates me'ilah, even when it is, even.
Give a finger to Mosfober.
When it is Mosfober. Correct, meaning what about a bunch of Gershom? By the time we finish this sugya, we also have a Me'ila, although the explanation is not another use than that. Maybe the explanation is something else. And maybe that's really the next line in the Gemara for a Bene Gershom. Okay, but what is the function of this phrase, another use again? Function of we show them different formulations. Haneris is in ours, is a tour in case of anacha alpi aruba kodem dira. Because even though there is some, it is anacha, now my house is like more protective. It's not haneris like nayim. It's not such. It's not such a visible anah, it's more of an abstract idea that my house is now protected, but it's not something that you can actually see benefiting from. The function here is a machayav in case of Evan Okora Mechaber. And that is mysterious. So why? Right? So, in order to answer that, let's just go a little further.
Plus, the only one that I saw on the page that actually tells you what he thinks and not nearly not in school.
Tos says you can see from the outside. So
nobody else knows
it. Correct. Rashi just says you can see it. Right. Okay, but even so, he doesn't tell us, and so what? Okay, good. So let's go on. Let's go back to it. Now the Gemara has a second. Lame of Sayele. Again, the Pashtan TLA to Rav, Hadar Bai Shal Hektash, and Nenim Mal. I'm talking about having something much, a whole house of Hektash. Right? When you're Nenim in the house of Hektash, you are Mal. The house is clearly told to Shal Kibro, and you're Mal. That proves all Shal Kibro is Shmei Tolos. It's a very easy riot. The Dechia is Amri Shalaka, Shashim Iktisha, Sof, no, Vopanol, Sof Iktisha, okay, etc. No. That there's a difference in Iktisha, Sof, no, Vopanol, Sof Iktisha. Means we admit that. We can still be dope for rap. Why? When do you say Tolosul so Kibro, there's the Ila? When it was Tolosh, you're Makdash, and then you're Makdash. Started out as Tolosh. But if you're Makdash when it was already built, then Tolosul so Kibro is Shmei Mechover, meaning Tolosul Kibro, Shmei Mechover, unless it's grandfathered. Right? And in Rav's case, it wasn't grandfathered. I bowed down to the half after it was built. So in Rav's case, it would still be Mechover. Because I only bow down to when built, and like when I mocked when it was built, it would be Mechover. Only if I was mocked just the one and then built, then since his grandfather was a Tolosh, it's still Tolosh. Okay. What's the second half of the Gemara? The Seer Shneer around? Okay, what's the Maskavas, or the Dechias? Dechias, Seula, Hashemi Barab, right? So Seer Risha. Right? Okay. for those not thinking amongst us. Again, I think it's a great thing. Should always be balanced with social skills. But what we're saying is this, is that really Talosh Ulbaso Kibro Nitro Clover. But if it can be shown the Talosh the Akarka the No the Darbo then it's still considered Mi'ila Bitosh. Okay, now, why is that? Why is this? After all, what do you still consider Mi'ila Tolosh? But now it's Mi'ila. Right? So the answer to these two whys is going to depend on the 2 days in Tosfos as to whether they're the same thing or different things. Right? Tosos starts out, Tosos has not brought up these 2 days. Right? Tosos starts out, Dibra Maskil, Hadar Bavai Shalakin, Alma Tosos, the property Tosos. Who went in there much to surrender on your slain? I am Shandi. Oh, Miss Shani, they took you to the answer. I'm not your slain. I am, if you're wrong, that's his fault. Right? But instead of the Gibrish Lachim's answer, what does Tosos make it sound like in his first day, which is not his Maskana? And then he says a little later, the Shani Amar Shlokka is Shasu Shizu. So, no, the Hazmat Filaman the Ram Mekober Maal Tim Shifisho Koden. The Tema, the El Dukam, the one in Lame Sayela Rama and Lodaki Labor, the one in Jesu, so no, etc. The Yeshlomar, after no kind of feeling, the Mahani and Shon Nanders Lane, I do Dosser. Bashos and Shapur the Maisa Shiatame and Dorvai Shalhekish, one was in Korea, none near Slaynayim, Shiny, the Sakadai, the Rashan. What is Tosa saying? That his happenings are two separate points. He must not be the same. They're two parts of the same relation. Since it's a Kibisho, the Talosh, so no, therefore, I'm not near Slaynayim, I'm not near. So earlier, it was obvious that I said it's a Kibisho, so no, because it was Gates. He was Makdish and Emner Korah, and then. So they just filled in another year's way. They didn't have to mention the other half that was obvious. Now all of a sudden we bring this case and say, this is a case where in the first Siata Drav, they knew it was case of Dishul Sophia. Oh, that's the case. Let me start. Makdish, they haven't reported Shell Hekdish, and then it was both. But they had to fill in Hanan Nirish Lenay Master Torah. In the second case, they already knew Hanan Nirish Lenay Master Torah because they answered in the first Siva. And this is a permission in the Gemara. But they didn't know the case of the house was that he Makdish then built or built them in Makdish. They answered that it's a case of itself, but it's really the same thing. So Tosfos and the Havamina, it's two different answers. In the Maskana, it is the exact. In the Maskana, it is the exact. Excuse me. In the Maskana, it is the exact same answer. It's just two sides of the coin. When it's official, then I'm not nearly 9 months or so. So now what we just want to do is let's explain the concept of not nearly 9 and official don't know according to both Deus and Tosfos. So are they separate things or are they the same thing? Let's start with Maskana Torah. The Maskana of Tosfos is that they are the same thing. Meaning, since you were makdishit betolosh and then built it, therefore there's a rule called hanon near the naivos for Torah, which makes you chayiv in the Yiva. Okay, so someone help me fill in here. So what exactly is the svara of hanirat leinayim asur Torah? So what does the principle mean? Hanon near the naivos asur Torah. That it only applies when you're Makdish first and then built it. What does Tosfos mean? Anyone? Okay. Nirlinius Daiki, I think this is what it means. It's inspired by some of these grown on me, but I'm not blaming on anyone on the course. I think what Tosfos means is this, is that you can view the Me'ilah as a long process If I was makdashit b'mechover, it's b'mechover. What can I do? But if I makdashit b'tolosh, and then built it, and it's nearer the inayim, then it's the same thing that used to be tolosh is now mechover, then I was really moel b'tolosh. How was I moel b'tolosh? Because I started building it when it was tolosh, I took it when it was tolosh in order to build it and be nena from it. And then I built it, and then I was nena from it. And since I see that it's the same thing that I originally taught, let's take the example of the Evener Korah. This Evener Korah was tosh. I cemented to my house, and then I lived there. So now it's mechover. Yeah, now it's mechover. But since I see, it's visible to Einayim, that it's the same Evener Korah that used to be sitting there as a Dabar Tolosh. And anyone who looked at it can follow the storyline and see that I took a Dabar Tolosh, built it and used it. Therefore, we can attribute, we can go back and say, my Ne'ilah started when it was Tolosh. And therefore, even though by the time I was Ne'ilah, it was Mechover, since I started the process, it was Tolosh. And we can see that it's the same thing. Therefore, we can be Mitzari, my Ne'ilah, to when I originally took it when it was Tolosh. And maybe that's why only if it was Hektish as Tolosh and they built it. Well, I can see that the same thing that was Hektish Tolosh that I shouldn't have messed with, I messed with and ended up benefiting from it after it looked over. We can trace it back and say it's one long process, and the Me'ilah might have ended in a Dabar Mechover, but it started with the Dabar Tolosh. We can connect it to that Dabar Tolosh.
So when I look at that wall of the house, there's a lot of stones. Does it have to be that I can identify which stone was in which?
So it's a good question, exactly. Because the apples have to be, I think, Rachel Tolkien would say, if, let's take an Easter example, inside the wall, between the outer level and the inner level, there's an invisible stone in there that used to be Tolkien, that used to be Hector, the visual stone, but no. Clearly, Tolkien would say, that's not the Mi'imah, because I can't now see that it was the thing that used to be lying there on the ground. So what does it mean, nearly not? How recognizable would it have to be? That, you know, maybe if where to draw the line in the details is always going to be a question. I'm not sure. My intuition would be, as long as we could see it and we could have kept track of it, Tosa would call that Ne'ilah, although I'm not going to promise you. But one thing I will promise you is that if I took a stone that was Hektish already beforehand, that was Tolosh, and I built it inside my wall so you can't see it anymore because it's inside all the other layers, then Tosha, that would not be Ne'ilah. But you say it's Ne'ilah with Tolosh. I can't see it. It's the same thing that I originally misappropriated when it was Tolosh. I would also like to say, speculate, that it's only because I took it from Tolosh and I built it, and this is all part of one plan. I had one plan to take Tolosh, build it, and be Nenet. Okay, so it's all one big plan. And I could say it went back to the Tolosh. So one derech is the Maskalas Kosos, right? Let's say one concern is that Lefi, the Maskanas Tostos, you would say that these two questions answer each other, and that's clearly what he said. These two factors work together because it was Tosh, and I took it, and it is clear that I am now Nene from that same object. The Me'ilah now is Mitzurath to the status of Tolosh earlier. And that's what he's saying. Of course, only if it was Hektish, it was Tolosh. If it wasn't Hektish, so after it was Mechover, then there's no way to be Mechover. But I took a Hektish Tolosh object, and I eventually led to Me'ilah in it. Who cares? Well, I changed the status. Okay. Meanwhile, another way of saying that is, I took a Hektish Tolosh, and in the end, was Moel in it. And that is good enough, and that's nearly nine. But it's the same thing.
But
so I think Tolkien's things have not nearly not
you mean. So second sense that a lie again doesn't tell you anything new.
It doesn't tell me anything new. It's just that they have a mean that the case of building a house that you built in them is mock, and then it's mock for a whole idea. It works fine.
What you did in the Ulysses.
Exactly. That's Tosis. That's not me. That's Tosis. That part is Tosis, not me. Okay. Now, that is according to the second name, Tosis. Clearly, Tosis had a first day as well. It's not a Maskana, but Sombali Tosis had that first day. And Minasan shot in the Gemara. You know, the theme of the other reforce was like the first day. What if there are two separate actors? Then what do you say? So, what I want to say, this is all, let's call this Derech A. How about, well, really, you should call Derech B. B. How about Derech A, that they're just, it was two separate things. How can they be two separate factors? So here, I think, you might want to use B. The rugged charmer that I put here in brackets. Who says like this? He says let's make this an independent answer. What's the independent answer? After all, once I attach it, once I attach it, then, right, this might work a little better for the, unclick. Once I attach it, it's mechubar. So how am I molding it? The answer is hanan yirleinayim asr Torah, meaning it's not that after it's mechubar, I'm molding it. No, I'm molding it as it becomes mechubar. Meaning there's a borderline issue here, which is not only Tosus reads it, right? This only works. The Rashi reads it. Again, this is more along the lines of Tosos, of the Rambam. What can you say? You can say that, says the Rabbi Chummer, that this doesn't work for Rashi's. This doesn't work for Tosus there. He's saying that for the Rambam, which is following Rashi's there. He's like, he says the Hana'a is not after, it's Mechubar. But at the moment of Chibur. Say, it's not that once it's Mechubar and Tosfos Chibur becomes Mechubar, I'm Nemeth. No, I'm Nene the moment I'm Chaber it. And the moment I'm Chaber it, technically it's both Tosh and Mechaber, right? If you call that conceptual moment. But the moment I'm Chaber it is still Tolosh. And the fact that I'm using Tolosh to improve my house, that's already the moment of Chaber when I am using Tolosh to improve my house, and that's what he means by Hanan near it's a Nayim Asra Torah, that it's visible that I am now using this to improve my house.
Even if later it won't be visible.
Even if we're correct here, even if later it will not be visible, not be visible whatsoever. And that's what it means. It means that improving my house is hana'a hanirat le'inayim. Improve my house. He's saying this really to the Rambam, who's like Rashi here, right? And Rashi said, the Rambam said, the case of the Mishnah is not attached at all. Attached is only the hapamina of what the Mishnah meant. So why is it the ila if I was ready machaber it? The answer is because I'm here. It's like, Sir Torah, because it's not the ila. Attached. It's me'ila before it's attached, or the moment I'm attaching it, because I'm using a Dover Tolosh to attach. I can only attach a Dover Tolosh. The attaching itself is me'ila. Why is the attaching itself me'ila? Even though the attaching is not a big deal, you might say it's not a big deal. It's very clear. Again, it's the opposite, obviously. It's very clear that by attaching it, it looks like I'm doing something very significant. That's Hanan Yirat Leinayim Asr Torah. that at the moment of attachment, probably Tosas couldn't accept this, which might be another reason why Tosas didn't say this in his Maskana, because Tosas thinks that when it's Mechover, I'm only Mechover when I live there. And that's already not the moment of attachment. But this works for Rashi and the Rambam. And not even the Naim Asar Torah means that the moment of attaching is the Me'ila, and at the moment of attaching, it's Chalosh. So we now have two Pshatim, and not nearly not. Of course, I'm very happy because I want the 23rd shot. One shot is that Hanan Nirsal and Asar Torah has nothing to Chalosh Tov Chidro. That's a different answer, which maybe you could have given this answer here and that answer there, and who knows. It just means that the Hanan is not after it's attached. The Hanan is while I'm attaching it. The Me'ila is while I'm attaching it. While I'm attaching it, it's still Chalosh. And while I'm attaching it, why do you have to get it? It's significant. By it, that attachment is not known near lay nine. It looks very significant. Or Tosas' chat, which is, again, what I want to say for Tosas, is that non-near lay nine means you can trace the process with your eyes. And therefore, since the walk Tolosh, you trace with your eyes that the guy took Tolosh and had a whole plan that ended up being more than it, even though it changes status. Meanwhile, since you can trace with your eye that the Me'ila, the prophet that led to Me'ila started with Tolosh, that consider Me'ila a bit Tolosh.
This expression appears in Baba Kama, which is set before.
That in this phrase also appears in terms of what we call Chatusa Milsa, right? Meaning that if something looks different, that's a Isser Hanami Deraisa. Basically, I take Arla and I dye clothing a bit. That's considered hana because it is visible. It's a visible change, right?
Connect up with what we're saying here.
So does this connect up? In other words, clearly the way I'm saying for Tosfos, I think you would, I mean, first of all, I don't feel obligated for it to connect, meaning there are phrases which appear more than one time in Shas, which mean different things, right? Yeah, the Gemara says that if I steal a brick, pulverize it, and then rebake it into a brick, then it still can. I still don't have to give it back to the end. It's not considered the same brick because it's panim chadashos. And the Gemara says you need new people to come and say shem brachos because they're panim chadashos. Right, but it's not the same one. So it could just be that it's a phrase. Could I connect it? I mean, you'd have to get into the longness of that sugya there. But maybe for the Rav and Charmer, what I'm saying is that even if nothing really has happened, the fact that that an object looks different is already a hana'a. Here also, the fact that it looks better is hana'a. The fact that it looks better is hana'a. You know, for Tosas, could you connect it? It's an interesting question. If you say the question there is when you can tariq the wearing the baguette. It's an interesting question. I know, wearing the baguette or only the baguette? You know, if you say when I wear the baguette later, I can trace it back to whether it's actually a fruit here. Even though it's hard to wear the bag and there is no fruit, maybe you could say that it is the most. Again, A is Right? Now, the Rambam, I admit, is very super duper unclear as to what his pshat in the sugya is. Now, it's not his, you know, he's not writing a parish on the sugya. He clearly has something to say about this line in the sugya because he does mention the words. He didn't mention the words, we just say neutral, anal maladavir. He does mention the words, and he says that if I put it without cementing, I'm not more writing it until I live there, but not how I am in Keres. I assume Hanoya Nikeres means Hanoya Nirat Leinai, right? Meaning, if I place it down without cementing it, I'm not Moel because that's not Hanoya Nirat Leinai. What's a little unclear in the Rambam is, and what is Hanoya Nirat Leinai? What's the contrast? Is the contrast that, but if I live there with Hanoya Nirat Leinai, in which case, that if I live there, it's Hana near slain I am. But in which case it would be a little funny because I'm living there, it's actually not attached. So why are we even discussing this sukkah? So I would be noted to say, no, what he means is that if I place it and I don't live there yet, it's not Hana near slain I am. As opposed to if I cemented it without living there yet, it's Hana near slain I am. And that's exactly what I'm trying to say. Right, you say that's what I mean. If I place it down and do nothing else, it's not Hanan Neir Slay Naim. If I had cemented it, that would be Hanan Neir Slay Naim. And that's what Gemara is saying. When I cemented it, it's Hanan Neir Slay Naim. And since it's Hanan before I live there, it's Hanan the moment I cement it. The moment I cement it, it's still Tosh. And it's still the money, pulling either way. So I think that it's a good shot of the Rambam. Maybe you can squeeze into Rashi as well. Tosos would never say that because Tosos doesn't think I'm Moel when I cemented before I lived there. Okay, Tosos doesn't look good anyway.
Is it people or is it someone painted it? You painted for a room. You painted, you placed something on the stone before putting in the building. They had already preparation. Where's the level?
That's an interesting question. What if I paint the color? Is that like chiseling? It's clearly not like cement. Right? Is that like chiseling? Is it not? Maybe that depends on if it's supposed to be erupted or not, according to Tosos.
So you can put the stone before I put it in.
Right. That I'm not sure. It might depend if painting is that significant as chiseling. And here, I'm not sure about that. Now, according to, yes.
Brown doesn't use the Lord. Brown says,
yes, but it seems obvious to me that he's working with Lashon HaGemara.
An explanation.
Means the interest. So personally, it's definitely not like I'm saying for Tosos. Meaning, it's not a tracing a process. It's about right now something being noticeable. And what the contrast? If I put it down, it's not under any interest. Or the contrast is, but if I submit it, that's not under any interest. If I place something, it's not under any interest. How do I know I'm now improving my house and I'm now happier to a better house? They're just placing it there. If I submit it, that's not under any interest. And now I have a good house. And that's exactly what the Rambam Tzemach says. That it's Hanoyim Nikeret if I cement it before I live there. As soon as I cement it, at that moment, it's Tosh. It's the moment of cementing. So I think the Rambam Tzemach is a good shot of the Rambam.
Not a
1st of all, if you want, you could just say, I don't have a hesper. It just means Hananir Leinayim. Maybe you say whatever you want, but I don't like that. Or maybe you have another clever idea. I'm very open to clever ideas. I haven't seen, this isn't something, see, that's why. We miss Chaim. Chaim can open to the back of the episode. Here's exactly what they said. So I didn't know that. No, this is what I thought of. One is the right show, but the other I didn't really find anywhere. I come to Karanora, but I realized that it was just sort of vaguely reminiscent. He wasn't really saying that. So I'm not going to blame anyone. If you have another job, I'm always interested in hearing. But here, we're looking at something very nice. Says, hold on. If Hanan Neir Leinayim and Noel of a Sof Kedisha and Nishma of Noel are not the same thing, then we could the Rana Shomer display with Hanan Neir Leinayim. I think it's a very nice Hesper. Doesn't work for Tosos, as you pointed out, right? Meaning, this does work for this shot, and it doesn't work for that shot. That's what Bible say. Yeah, correct. But what does Noel of Sof Kedisha have to do with anything? Of course, you could say, well, by that point, we get the same shot. But could it be another shot? Here, Rukmin says an amazing chakira. He says, why is there no me'ila b'tosh? Why is there no me'ila b'mechover? Interesting question, right? Why is there no me'ila b'mechover? We learn from Truma. Okay, good. But when he doesn't mean why, he means what's the nature of that din? Is it a din, let's call the chepta gabra, if you wish, or chepta versus maisa? Is it that a ma'isa me'ila b'mechover is not significant? Why? Because talosh, you really change by relating to it a certain way. Mechover is sort of, or it's all of a day. So whatever you relate to, it doesn't really affect it that much. You can't affect mechover the way you can affect talosh. The desecrating talosh ruins it. Mechover can't really desecrate so much because Well, Hopper is going to last longer than you are. They were hard. They're too strong in my head. It's nice to me. It's a din in effect. So, what do you mean by this? Maybe Tolosh is more Kadosh than Mechobra. I can be Maktish Tolosh, I can be Maktish Mechobra. But maybe Tolosh is more Kadosh than Mechobra. Again, because Tolosh is very easy to move around, you can bring to the Mechobra, if identity changes all the time, what you can do to change all the time. When I'm Maktish Tolosh, that's a higher level of Kadusha. When I'm Maktish Mechobra, that is a lower level of Kadusha. So, is it a benefit to or the mice and the eat? Is it that it's easier to affect something Tolosh through Me'ilah, or that an object is more Kadosh when you're Makdash it if it's Tolosh? And Rav Lichtenstein said, that might be exactly what Reish Lakish is trying to say. That might be exactly Reish Lakish's point. It's not the same, but we're not exactly the same way he presented it step by step by step. Just sort of the bottom line stuff. Yeah, he says, maybe that's what Reish Lakish is saying. If it would be a din in the mice and the Elah, then who cares when it was Kadosh and when you built it and this and that? If right now it's before it's fine. If right now it's Kadosh, it's fine. Who cares that they hit? But if it's din the Kedusha Shachetza, then if I was Hishol Sof, no, the Chetza got the higher level of Kedusha. It was Kadosh B'Shat Hekdish. If it was B'no Sof Hekdisho, then the Chetza got a lower level of Kedusha. Because it was Mechobra when it was Hekdish. What I mean to say is, let's say, where do we have some room here? Nowhere. Okay, put ourselves a little embassy here. What I mean to say is that it depends whether the Tolosh and Mechobra is a din in the Mice and the Ela or in the Hekdish. If you say that maybe if Mechobar is a din in the Maisa Me'ila, then you can't explain Reish Lakish without Tosfos, right? Unless you say, really, it's part of a non-nearest lay night. But, says Rav Lichtenstein, if Mechobar is a din in the Etzem HaHekdish, when you're Makdish Tolosh, it becomes holier than if you're Makdish Mechobar. Tolosh has more Kedusha than Mechobar. If Tolosh has more Kedusha than Mechobar, then then it makes perfect sense. It could be so bitolosh, but achar kach b'no'o. It has a high level kedusha, but b'no'o, the achar kach hikdisho has low level kedusha. Meaning, we're being dumb. Really, Tolosh Sof Mechobar, Tolosh Sof Mechobar was Mechobar. So if it was Tolosh Sof Mechobar and then you're Makdish, you got the lower level of Kedusha. But if you were Makdish at first from Tolosh and then built it, even though now it's Mechobar, it still retains its original Kedusha, it doesn't lose its Kedusha, it still keeps the high level of Kedusha. So basically, what we're looking to suggest is that the way to explain Reish Lakish, if you don't want to connect that to Hanan Neiris Lein Nayim, is to say that Reish Lakish comes to Mechadish, that the din of the Ptur Mechobar Me'ila is not a din of the Maisa Me'ila. That a Maisa Me'ila is different if it's Tolosh or Mechobar. It's a din of the original Kedusha. A Hekdish of Tolosh is holier than a Hekdish of Mechobar. And therefore, we don't care what it is now. We only care what it is when you're originally Makdish it. And that's what Reish Lakish is saying. And basically, what we're looking at saying is, if you just take it from the other direction, it's like here. Is the Torah Mechobar din in the Hekdish or din in the Maisa Me'ila? If it's in the Hekdish, it makes perfect sense. Yeah, you're a Makshit and a Tolosh, and a high level Kedusha, the high level Kedusha brings you a Chiyuv Karban Me'ila. If you say it's in the Maisa Me'ila, Reish Lakish makes no sense, and then you have to go to Tolosh and say he's really based on an Arnir's Lein Nayim and come up with a different Hesper. Okay, that's how we're looking. Well, again, I formulated it and organized it a little more succinctly. Would read this. So, yeah, or what we did point out very cleverly is that, after all, we know we're at the Torah Machover of Me'ilas learned from Truma, from the Hapkos Machover Mitruma. He points out it's actually seems to be Machlokes Rishonim, but the Hapkos Machover Mitruma in the Din of the Chepta or Din of the Maisa. Rashi said here and elsewhere, because it says Dagoncha, and Dagon means something Tosh, not something Machover. So that fits the idea of a Din of the Chepta, while Tosos argues on. I put it here, right? Yeah, Tosos in Kiddushin Arjabash says, no, Bahari Mosen Mimenu Masir Mena Masir, which is Truma. Mimenu is Minatolosh Beloma Hamakover, that the Harim only works if it is, meaning the Aftosha only works if it is Tolosh, not if it's Makover. So you want to say, well, if by Truma it's in the Fetza, then here it's in the Fetza, by Truma it's in the Maitha Prophet, here it's in the Maitha Me'ila. Okay? That is quite possible. If the Ayin Shom, Sherry wants to find some other things, he's speculating some other things to tie into this. He's a lot of Kiddushin. But without going that far, I think that, I think that that is that's a good hesper here. That, how can you explain your shlok, which is an independent fact that has nothing to do with the previous Pichi in the Gemara? I'll just say Pasha. If we don't care about the, if it's not that the Mi'ura is different, the Mi'ura and Tosha and the Hesh is different, then it depends what it was in your Tishit, not what it is now. And that's exactly what Reish Lakish is saying. Okay. What's as far as saying there's different levels of kedusha of Mechubar and Tosh? I think what you want to say is this, is that a double Tosh is, in the end, it's going to come down to a certain number of blessings, so to a similar insight. A double Tosh is something we can totally control, right? And take wherever we want, etc. A double Mechubar is something that's attached to the ground that is more of an independent identity. A double Tolosh, we can redefine more easily than a double Mechubar. Double Tolosh, it's heading, I say it's hectish. Now it becomes totally hectish without any other, without any reservation. A double Mechubar, if I'm matching it, yes, this is hectish. But you know what? I can't actually bring it to the base of Hektish. I can't actually do whatever I want with it. It's sort of sitting here, whether I like it or not, whether Hektish likes it or not, it's outlasting me and, outlasting by his reason by Jamie. And therefore, maybe its level of Hektish is not as strong. I can't redefine it as strong. Basically, both intuitions are that it's harder to redefine Mechubar because Mechubar is somehow internally defined in itself. But that's a fish. Or you could say something else, maybe. I'll leave that to your imagination, or rather to your logic.
Just because I remember exactly what we learned in third paragraph of Beitza, Elizabeth said that the difference between Tolosh and not Tolosh, or the difference is something between Tolosh and something which is a negative.
Correct. Maybe it's somehow other versus nature, and you have more control over, you can give more of a status to something which is less natural. Okay, again, that, and then,
how is this nature?
Again, and that might be what Rav is saying. That might be what Rav is saying, that it's still Tosh. Okay, but you're right, that wouldn't help right now. Okay, there's a lot that I do not want to, that we don't have time to get into, because we do want to move to the next parak. But I'll just point out, in terms of Sakhalosha, all the Rishonim I've ever met, Hotkin like Rav, that Tosh was so Kibro, is called Tolosh for the purpose of Avodah Zarah, and therefore it's when we bow down to a house, that house becomes Aser Behana. Okay, that's a the land under the house doesn't, but the walls of the house become Aser Behana. That is, okay, that could have many nafkaminas, even nowadays. There are temples and churches and things like that. I don't know how many people are down to houses, but there are other ways they make Avodah Zarah. What about in Me'ilah? Vast majority of the Rishonim say that everything in our Gemara is not true. Everything it says in our Gemara was to be done, so this you will learn. It's a smart Gemara. But we do have a problem. See, let's give the answer to Gemara. Tell me, smart Gemara, if you want to defend, tell us some Fibro, Shmei, Mechuper, and not be to say, other Rav, this day if the answer. But we possibly like Rav. We just say, tell us some Fibro, Shmei, Talos. That explains our mission nicely. That explains the price of Darba Hedges. Everyone's good. Nothing interesting to talk about, except for the Rambam. The Rambam, the only one who breaks it, he paskins that. Halos Rosibro for Abu Zara is Halos Ulbasok. Hibro for Abu Zara and for Meila. Here is the Shari Shalom. The Orzabura I just put, so it's very pithy on the Makora sheet. Likewise, I put a brackets, a whole bunch of Shunga Basra say this to argue on a street or a phone about Basra. You want to look at it, you can look at it. It's very confusing. We're not sure how to make sense of it. They say it's called Talosh for Me'ila. It's called Talosh for Abubazara, and there's nothing to talk about. Right? And as the Orzabura says, Bayez Davi Talosh for Sofibro, Vavi Katolosh for Indian Abubazara, Indian Me'ila. What about other Gemara times? If you don't want to say other Rav, but we can say other Rav. The Rav understands that no, even though our Gemara only said these things to be dope to see other Rav, they're really objectively true. And one of the reasons they because Rish Lakish said something in our Gemara. Rish Lakish tried to be dope to see other Rav. Rish Lakish was one at the same time as Rav. He just said it's the truth. He says probably the Rav is considered Talmud. He's very clear and helpful with his own. But for me, Ela, it's considered Makogar. How does he explain the Brisa? The different Dishol don't know or know of a Sofa Hikdishol. How does he explain our Sugya? He throws in the phrase of Hanan and Keres. He brings out the Shakma Tariyah of Hanan Nires, Lay Naim. So the Rambam paskins that really, even though we only said these things because we didn't want him to say the Rav. Really, they're true anyway, and you don't have to equate Avodah Zarah and the Elah. Okay, why? There are many, many theorem. But there's no fundamental equation between Avodah Zarah and the Elah. Perhaps just with the Chumrah of Avodah Zarah, or perhaps because we know in Avodah Zarah is called Tfisas Yad Adam, which is really what Joel and Jonathan were arguing about that has more to do with human agency, and therefore Talosh or Kibber for Rosar. It's something that's human agency that counts as Talosh. But in Mechila, we never find that human agency is a factor. Just Stam Mechover and Stam Talosh, and Stam, it is Mechover. Okay, there are others there if you get a chance to look at the brackets. Yes. If not, then we will go Viker and Hadron Allah Hanenim and a Hekish, and we're ready for the next paragraph. The next paragraph is all about, we'll see this one very, very important site that comes up that hopefully we'll wrap up the year with. It's all about Shlichus for Me'ila. We have, interestingly, the whole paragraph doesn't mention Mehechi Tesi Shlichus for Me'ila. Now we have in the paragraph we just finished, right? Tesi and Truma, at least seemingly. it's a little funny, Tesi and Truma, because in Truma, there's no shlichus for the Abeira of a Zari eating Truma. There's shlichus for our process Truma. And we think we can logically admit the shlichus of being mocked or something, but somehow we also learn from that there's shlichus of Me'ila. Even though the parallel is not exact parallel, it's more of a Remez and a Drosh Piyama. Okay, that's how we learn. Says the Mishnah, shlichus shlichus of Baal. Okay, there's shlichus for Me'ila. And even though the Gemara Kedushin not been pays F ain't shlichus for Me'ila, the answer is this makes sense. There's a cause of. But when, of course, when is there shlichus? If there's shlichus, there's shlichus. Shmuel, when you get a chance, please. But losses. Well, so what if shlichus didn't do what you said? He didn't do what he wanted to do. Then easily it's not shlichus. Because he's doing whatever he wants to do. Then now shlichus Maal is doing the Me'ila on his own. Ketzad. I tell him, give the guest meat, and he gives them liver. Or vice versa. Because he didn't do what I said. If I tell him, give them each one piece of meat per guest, and he is a little embarrassed to be so cheap, he gives them, besides to, on his own, give them two pieces of meat per guest. And they are based. And on their own decide to each take three pieces of meat. Then we're all mal. Why? Because the first piece of meat was my shlichus, the balabayas. Second piece of meat was not the balabayas shlichus. But was the shliach, the butler shlichus, he told them to take it. And the third piece of meat was them doing it on their own. So therefore, all three are moel. The Gemara starts with the kaved and the basar. Man tana to go notes of the miracle is shliach tarti mi behav into the concept, which we discussed right here and in the very parallel sugya in the Dharma Dalit. Milsa the mimlach al shliach. It comes up one or two other places in mentioned shas. Something the shliach would ask about. What does that mean? If I send you, I tell you, buy me, buy me pretzels. And they have, I'm making this up. I don't know what the, I tell you, buy me candy. And they have gummy worms. You would buy them for me because they're candy. You wouldn't bother to ask. Right? If I told you, buy me candy. And you go to the shuk and they're out of candy. All they have is cucumbers. Then you wouldn't come back and ask me, should I get cucumbers if there's no candy? Because obviously I said, if you're candy, you hate to take the cucumbers. There's some things that you're not sure if I meant them or not, right? That is unclear. I tell you to buy me candy, and someone help me out here. I tell you to buy me candy. They don't have any classic candy, but they do have... That's good one. They have chalva, right? They don't have candy, they have chalva. Now, chalva is really just candy. The only thing is, like standard candy has sugar and no fat, so it's bad for you in one way. Potato chips have fat but no sugar. They're bad for you in another way. Chalva combines them both. So it's like an Uber. They have chalva. It's a sweet thing. It's a candy, but it's a great example. So what would a shliach do? He wouldn't give up. He wouldn't buy it. He would come back and ask me, or nowadays he would call me on the cell phone, and ask me, they don't have regular candy. Should I get halva? Because it's borderline. So that's called meeting the middle of a Sunday. It's borderline shliach would ask that. And the assumption is that liver is meeting the middle of a shliach. Obviously, this depends on your time and place, right? But it's good. If I send you to Osherat and say, buy me some meat, and you get there, it's too late on Friday, everything's sold out except for the liver. Maybe for a reason. But what would you do? You wouldn't say, forget it. You wouldn't just buy it, Sam. You would call me and say, they don't have regular kind of meat, but they have liver. Like, should I buy that? Right? Good example. I think even nowadays, that would be reasonable examples. But what do we see from our Mishnah? That basar and kaved don't count as the same thing, right? Because if I tell the shliach basar and I tell him, give them basar and he gives them kaved, it's his meilah, not mine. So we see from here that basar doesn't, kaved doesn't count as basar. So man tana kamil senuch shliach tarti mi lihavyan. Who's the tana who says something the shliach should ask about? Counts as two separate things, meaning they don't count as the same thing. Amar of Chista, the look Rabbi Akiva, this begins Rabbi Akiva, this not a Yoder bin Noderbin and Yerek Motor Luin, Rabbi Akiva, Oser. Right? If I say I won't eat Urakos, they can end up to Urakos, one of the Luin gourds or something, some sort of gourd, the squash, whatever, you know, I don't know, someone probably knows exactly what species, but it's some sort of squash, fine. Then does squash count as yerek or not? Not 100% clear. The truth is the Gemara makes it a little more complicated. The main difference is that classic yerekos are things that I can eat in a salad, and squash needs a lot of cooking. So he's allowed to eat gluin, even though gluin is something a shliach would check about. It's borderline. Rabbi Akiva Oser. So Rabbi Akiva says whatever is mimlach alei counts as part of your words, and the Tana Kama, whose identity we will reveal shortly, says it doesn't count as part of your words. So our Mishnah, and likewise, another example of them, is actually our case in our Mishnah. The Gemara is going to say, basar and kaved. Right? If I make a neder not to eat basar, according to Rabbi Akiva, I also can't eat kaved, which is something Shliach would check about. And according to the Tana Kama, who will soon be revealed to your Shemayim and Leo, I can eat kaved because something a shliach would check about is not part of my words. So we see our Mishnah is against Rabbi Akiva. Is that true? That's what Rav Chisda says.
But Abaye Amar Afilu Pim Rabbi Akiva Milo Boy Luche. Abaye says no, our Mishnah even is like Rabbi Akiva. That this is important. Maybe it's possible like Rabbi Akiva. Even according to Akiva, yes, for Nidarim, he says it's part of my words. You know what? Because for Nidarim, there's no such thing as checking. Whatever I said, right? You can't like change it later. But for actual shlichus, what do you mean? We need to mimlach l'shliach. For shlichus, there's an in between, right? Meaning he's supposed to check. He's not supposed to do nothing. He's not supposed to do something. He's supposed to check. Doesn't he have to check? And since the Mishnah, he didn't check. Therefore, he was not fulfilling the shlichus. That's what Abaye says. And therefore, the kuli alma, even if it's part of my word for the donkey, for shlichus, he's supposed to check. And if he didn't check, he's not my shlichus. I'm Rabban Kam, you're all the Rabban Kamani. But the rabbi said this over from the rabbi. He said that Abaye said, well, okay, let's just fill in the detail. Man, Tana, the polygate, Rakiva, Rashim, the Leo, he, the Tanya, no, no, this is very, Ketz Holmes, our Mishnah. Also, for Mine, Bosser, if someone says, I won't eat Bosser, he's offering all kinds, number one, number two, number three, all the kinds of meat, Foster, Baroche, even the head, over a lion, the legs, and the cum, and the covet, and the windpipe, the windpipe, and the liver, with the lathe, and the heart, Bosser, Bosser, Ophos, and the chicken. But fish and locusts are not included in meat. Rav Shimon Gamliel, because Rabbi Akiva says everything that Shlech would check is included in your word. Rav Shimon Gamliel, matter, bros, reglaim, kadam, kadam, both dung, chagam, he's matter, all of these things. Bechain, and similarly, even though it's not talking about the exact same thing, how Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, vaguely similarly, he would say, kirbayim, actually, kirbayim doesn't mean these things, it means the intestines, right? The pokes, the kishkas. But not what we think of as kishka. What we call kishka is got that in Europe, they used to use the kishka as a sack for baking some other good stuff, for cooking rather, some other good stuff. But to actually eat the kishkas, I don't even know if they would actually eat the kishkas. They kishkas around, but energy, they wouldn't eat it by itself. How about you just like have a dish of intestines, right? I remember when I was, nowadays everyone's more spoiled, I'm sure it's different. But when I was Shana Aleph in Yeshiva, right, life was good. You got to sit, learn Torah from Gedolei Olam. You had no responsibilities in life. They gave you some place to sleep. They gave you food to eat, took care of everything, except for public day. One day a week or one day for 2 weeks, I think it might have been, the main course of the delicious basic lunch they used to give us in Gush, which was the talk of, yeah, it's not even Rishon, the talk of all Israeli yeshivas. The main course was pumpkins, chicken stomachs or whatever they were. Their stomachs, gizzards, whatever. I don't know the difference between them. And then it was, okay. So Rabbi Shimon and Leo, we have to be so much fun. We weren't spoiled Americans. We were holy like Rabbi Shimon and Leo. He says, Kerbal and Lav, bots are hanging. The intestines don't count as meat, but Kerbal and Lav, barinish. Whoever eats them is not a human being. Okay, it's a bit of my focus. How seriously to take them? Tosos seems to take it literally and say, no, literally, people don't eat intestines. What do? You use them as dog food. Or stomp, it's got to feed the dog, right? Literally, and he says, what's an afmina? Gemara elsewhere says, an afmina for buying. An afmina is if I buy intestines, they turn out to be inedible. I can't ask for a refund for my money back to the seller and say, I sold them to you. 99% of people are buying them from their dogs, and it's good enough for your dog. How was I supposed to know that you were the amount who wants to eat them yourself? Okay, Rashi does not take it quite as literally. And Rinu Gertrude also says, he says, no. It's perfectly fine to eat intestines. You just have to know what you're eating. What it means is that they're not busser. You shouldn't pay the same price as regular busser. So there's not as good quality. And anyone who pays the same price for them as busser, or client, whoever pays the same price for them, is not even paying because he's an idiot. Because he's crazy. Why would you pay the same price for, the parts, the garbage parts of the animal as you would for the delicious parts of the animal? Okay. Interesting. No, not the kishkas, not the testes. Yeah, anytime they call it mu'rav, there's a reason why they have to be married.
They call it tweet.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. I don't know exactly. No, I think those are like some of the organs. Like, okay, not the. Okay. Yeah. I'm not bucking it. It doesn't really matter. Let's go by. It just reminded me of my youth. Now they get into a lot of technical details. Let's run through this. My chumps are ophos. Misham, according to Tanakham, what's the difference in ophos? The regular and the Api Bisra de Fiusa, outside Bisra de Zipara, Ihaki. What's the difference between, according to the Tanakhama, and the Tanakhama Lahora is Rabbi Akiva, what's the difference between chicken and fish? Just like a guy would say, well, I didn't find any meat, right? Should I bring chicken? He would all say, I didn't find any meat. Should I bring fish? At least in those days. No, this is apparently we interpret your neder based on your specific situationally. And this is the guy who did bloodletting that day, and of course he wouldn't eat fish. He's not even thinking about fish. Therefore, whenever he said the neder, he obviously doesn't mean fish, because he's not eating fish anyway. And that's why he doesn't eat fish, even though apparently fish is also something the shliach will check about. Then fowl also. You also not supposed to eat chicken when you do bloodletting. Lo nechol da amar or nechol da amar shmuel the besukar achol zipra partly be katzipra. Then also either girls is fine. Also he shouldn't eat chicken on day bloodletting. Or also he could eat it from then on because it wasn't what he had in mind in his neder. Because shmuel says whoever does bloodletting and then eats fowl, his heart will flutter away like a bird. He'll die. But oh, Tani, and he didn't know long ago. So Oliver says that you had to have a really good meal for bloodletting to replenish your iron or something. So we know chicken doesn't have as much iron as beef, right? As red meat. So you can't do the bloodletting and eat afterwards if you have fish or fowl. You have to eat mama's red meat. And also not an old salted meat. Okay, you're right. It's not a kidney of bloodletting. It's a day when he has an eye ailment. And when you have an eye ailment, then fish are bad for you, and chicken are good for you, and therefore you're not thinking of fish. Okay, that was a whole tangent. Let's get back to our Inyan. What should be the maskana of our Gemara? The maskana of our Gemara is that it's our Mishnah only like Rabbi Akiva. What's the maskana? This is not a trick question. This is a simple question. Is our mission only, is our mission against Rabbi Akiva? My bad. No, our mission is with Goliath, right? So this is what we talk to, like our Mishnah, Talmud Yisrael, who ruins who ruins our Menusa? The Rambam. What does the Rambam say? He quotes our Mishnah. He doesn't really say much of the Parish of Mishnah here on that one. And when he quotes the Mishnah, he says, in Perek Zayin, Halacha Aleph, he says, Misha Shagad Lacha Hektish, Amos Hektish, Nuskul Shnit, Mahogin Jarz Kulin, Ma'asa Shlish, Lichusam, Shalechu Shamal. That's the first line of our Mishnah. Here comes the second line, Bimbo Asa Shlichusa, Lachasa Shlich, Midas Atzma, Shlichu Shamal. That's the second line of our Mishnah. Ketzad, that's the third line of our Mishnah. Balabai Shamar Shlichu Tain, Be'osa Basar, Lorfin, Halach Benachlam Kikar, Osha Amar Telam Kikar, Benachlam Basar, etc. And then he goes on to the next Mishnah. What does the Rambam do? He changes Kaveh to Kikar. He changes Kaveh to Kikar, and that is very, very strange. Why change Kaveh to Kikar? And don't say, because who cares? You know what I mean? There's a whole sugya specifically. Basar and Kikar, loaf of bread, have nothing to do with each other. There's a whole sugya of Basar and Kaveh, and he should want to tell us. You know, the Gemara has if not sure what the din of Basar and Kaveh is, according to Akiva, according to Shimon of Leo, why would he change Kikar to Kaveh? So there are two answers.
You said he's not his yerza in the Mishnah. That's supposed to say I'll have that.
Of Kikar in the Mishnah?
Yerza in the Ram?
No, hold on a second. Mishnah. After the Mishnah have the yerza of Kikar, then what is the Gemara talking about?
You look on the paper, most of the yerza have Kikar, but in the Darim, most of them have copy. Just a second.
Meaning. In the Darim.
In the Darim, same thing, yeah. Or such,
when the Gemara in the Darim, the quotes are.
But here, a lot of the Kisvayad.
Okay, that That is the opposite of what they're going to say. What is Feingold saying? He's saying the relevance to the Mishnah was Tikar. Then how does the Gemara meet? The Gemara starts with, what's Mimlach HaLishliach? If I send the Shliach to my Bosser, he's not going to be Mimlach and say, should I buy a loaf of bread instead? What if a loaf of bread after the Bosser? How do you read the Gemara? That's a great question. How do you read? I don't know. I mean, if you tell me, you tell me. I guess I should have looked it up. But that's the opposite of Holy Achron. But I just don't know how he reads our Gemara then. If the Mishnah says Kikar, then why is the Mishnah saying Matana to call Milchman Milchal Shleif Tarki Mileha? I don't know what to tell you. Okay, start here. The Mishnah says Kikar. It says Kikar. Every single Ksavyan of the Gemara, here was a Ksavyan of the Gemara, says Kikar. then how will the Gemara read it? Oh, that ruins all my parts. Mantan, and then what are the Gemara's? Is the Gemara saying that if I send my shliach to buy meat and there's no meat, he'll ask me if he should buy bread? Hard to say, right? What does one thing have to do with the if every Ksav Yad of our Gemara has Kikar in the Mishnah, now of course you understand how Kikar and Kavit are easily confused, right? Because a Beis is almost the same as a Kaf, and a Dalet is almost the same as a Resh, and Nora points out by learning Meir's skills. They're both just one little spitz apart from each other. But then what's the Gemara talking about? Mantana, who is this Tana?
I think there was just a mistake here in the Sayyab in the Jar table right here, Sunday, didn't make that.
I don't know. Okay, so I'm not sure how to process this. I'm not sure how to process it, but. Now, of course, what did the Achronim say, the diametrical opposite of what Feingold just pointed out? They say, come on, here's the Rambam. The Rambam should say Kaved. And then he matches the Mishnah, he matches everything. Then the Rambam is the Seder, is the Seder Gomor. Who says that? I don't know. A million people say it. I just want one of them. I didn't think there was a point of Kiruchla, you know, to list 100. The Karen Ora says this right here, right? Yeah. But with Divya Rambam, there's a tall sefer, but it's tall sofer, but chol and fusim, where the Rambam says kikar, but obviously the right gears on the Rambam is kaveh, the...
You have to put in various places, but sometimes the Rambam changes the example from the Mishnah and Gemara to make the issue more clear.
Yeah, but here he's not making it more clear. He's making it less clear. Kaveh was considered the shliach was ma'al. Then Kaveh again, Kikar the shliach was ma'al. When he says Kikar the shliach was ma'al, he makes this unclear. But maybe that Kaveh that is, we're not, you know.
That's a separate issue. He really wants to clarify.
Okay. Let's put this all on the table. I just want to read you. Yes, unfortunately, I just want to read you a the book Nafsan, who is in the Seems to Came. I printed the back of mine. That's all excited. Those are others. Says the exact same thing. Lo yadate mashavet lishin mas nisen the katani kavi benokat. Vinokat Kikar, etc. Okay, I want to come back to that in a second. And the end, he says, Tos Sofer and the Rambam. And likewise, if you look at the Bar Ilan, like all the Mefarsh on the Rambam, there are a lot of the more obscure, a lot of the people who we haven't heard of, even though some of them are really Kedoli Olam, who just refer to their other Sfarim. Every Achronim I found basically all the acronym I found, in the Rambam. It's a little tricky because I don't think there's any kisveyad of the Rambam that have kaved. So you have to say it's a universal tosofer in the Rambam. Possible. I'm not inclined, right? So let's see, you got the time, right, Shmuel? Let's see how we deal with this problem. Why does the Mishnah, the Mishnah says kaved, but the Rambam says kikar? So one answer is that there's a tosofer in the Mishnah, and the Mishnah should say kikar. And the Rambam is quoting the Mishnah. That's what Bible points out for 2 weeks of God handle on the Friedberg website, which is, you know, impressive. How to read the Gemara? I have no idea. How to read the Gemara? I mamish have no idea. Okay, maybe I'll start with something, but no.
Same place.
What?
We're the same place, not the same food. Like you're going out there, the wise like the shuk, it's far away, so the fact that you
go. No. They specifically call me the Menmachalek. Not even the Jew Menmachalek. But then the Gemara makes no sense. So I'm not sure what to do with that. What do the Akronim say? The Akronim say it's a Tosofer in the Rambam. The Rambam meant to say kaved. Okay, it could be. No, we don't have a raya for that. You have to use universal tosofer, but it's a little tricky to say there's a tosofer. You know, it's a bit of a cheap answer to say there's a tosofer for the Rambam if you have no manuscript evidence, right? But it's dog. Dachot without evidence to say there's a tosofer for the Rambam. It's possible, but it's dog. What's the other option? The other option is the Avi just said, the Rambam's just trying to illustrate with a nice clear example. Who says the Rambam has to bring us in the Mishnah? Who says the Rambam has to bring us in the Gemara? Who says the Rambam has to teach us that which is most intellectually edifying, that which is most informative?
Yeah, I don't know if he's doing it, but sorry.
Okay. So you're not saying that the Rambam just picked an easy example, meaning unlike the Derech of the Tanaim, who would always take the example which teaches you the most Kiddush. This example, so the reader wouldn't get confused. We don't like this either. Meaning, if you told me the Rambam was trying to illustrate something that's not found in the Makos. The example, I can handle that. He doesn't have to. I'm not sure he's in the Rambam. Why do you pick that up? But if there's an example which is in the Gemara, so I think that's all stuff. Especially since he left us very confused. Now we don't know what happens if I tell the guy at Bussar and he brings Kavi. But I think it's dog. Okay, I should have put some covers. But the fuck no son had happened to explain in the Gemara. He has a nice hafamina. Again, it's not in the back in the standard film of Shas. It's just driving over the hudder. Usually it's in the Sefer Sipa that came in, which was... that's because... is the hafamina also in the back of the standard film of Shas? Okay, great. If so, what? I don't know. Anyway, it's the... Really? Cool.
Yeah.
I go, you're right. Look at that. So there it is. So thank you. The book nothing says, Amikan Kosha, he says, I just lost him. He says the Rambam, right, wrote, et cetera, et cetera. And I don't know why he left, he abandoned Kaved and said Kikar. Really, he wanted to answer because Rav Chisda said, Man Tanav our Mishnah, Deloka Rav Yekiva. But we always pass like Rav Yekiva, including in this case, the Rambam passed like Rav Yekiva. Again, the Lum is a funny example. The Rambam passed like Rav Yekiva, that If someone's known to be not Basar, they're Asar in Haved and Rosh and et cetera, right? Like Rabbi Akiva. So if our mission against Rabbi Akiva, he has talking against the Mishnah. Ah, but the principle of Asar Tzvikus and Mokhut, the spoken principle, just the example of our mission coming in Basar is not valid. So you have to change it because he talks like Rabbi Akiva. Okay, he says that would seem like a good hesper for the Rambam. And that came into our being a possible pair of tests. They helped the Darim Kirby Akiva, Lachain Kamar Haka. He had to change it to a Kikar. The only problem is that Abai and Rava rejected Rav Tista. And we should always pass like Abai and Rava, not like Rav Tista. So he says, Ella, it sounds like a good answer, right? That's obviously what we would all have said at first. Ella de Kakhtali Lazash, Ari Abai, Okmas, Nisa, Kirby Akiva, Shibbe, Rava. Being Kina Milo Pasa, come on, say, why do you pass like Rav Tista against Abai and Rava? And really, it's Tosofer the Rambam, and the Rambam meant to write Kaved, and it's a Tosofer that it says Keeper. Okay, so he has this Havamina to defend the Rambam, but he says, the Rambam's got. Our Mishnah is against Rabbi Akiva, and we hold like Rabbi Akiva, so the Rambam's passing against our Mishnah. Right? How do we talk against our Mishnah? He's not going to leave out our Mishnah. Because the principle of us, such as and law, such as is still a valid principle. Just the example of us overcoming is not a valid example. So what did he do? Our mission to change the example. So that's what the Kaknasan says. The Kaknasan says in the Hapamina that the Rambam Pasta Hirav Chista, the Rambam Pasta Hirav Chista, the Masnisen below Rabbi Akiva, the M. King, hey, von the Kaimalan to Rabbi Akiva. Kabeid. Wow, Basar. Since you know that Rabbi Akiva, Kabeid is included in Basar. Bilachain, Naka Harambam, Mikar, Bimakom Kabeid. Okay, that makes perfect sense. According to Rabbi Akiva. Part of Krista, of course, you can't pass like our Mishnah. You have to change it. We're going to change Kaved to Kikar. The problem is, and why the Pagasa only says that Hapamina, that it's clear in our Gemara that Krista is wrong. Abai argued at him. Rava says Shapar Karmanachmani. Abai and Rava, side effect, they get the last word, and they have good logic. We always pass like Abai and Rava against Krista. So, therefore, he abandoned this Hapamina. And all I want to say is that I think you can resurrect the happening of the Pachnasan based on a Machlokas Rishonim about the Gemara Nedarim. How so? I want to say the Pachnasan should have stuck with this happening. Why? Tosa already asked a funny question. What does our Gemara say? Our Gemara says, Deloker Akiva. Well, our Gemara has a shorter Lashon. It's not a Nunna Yark Motor Diluent. Bit Rabbi Akiva Oser, but the Gemara Nedarim and the Girsa of some Rishonim here. In 1 second. Yeah, the Gersa, the Shita Mikubetzis here, and Aleph is like the Gersa thing we're in a Dharma. Amra, Kismas, Nisha, look, Rikiva, the Kurikiva, Mal Balabites, the Shlikusay Kavit. Right, according to Rikiva, Mal Balabites. Basically, what are we saying? What is our Gemara saying? What does our Gemara say? Or at least in the Gersa, the parable still get in. Nidarim. What did the Gemara say? The Gemara says that Lefi Rabbi Akiva, if we're talking about Basar to Kavit, Lefi Rabbi Akiva Ma'al Balabais. Lefi, let's call him Rashbag, so we know who the opponent of Rabbi Akiva is. Ma'al Shliach, right? However, the Shivim Gebetzes here in Aleph asked the Kasha, which all the Rishonim in Nedarim asked, there's a line in Nedarim that says, in the parallel Gemara, in Nedarim, the Gemara says, Mildari Kivaling and Malka Shainoloka. Rabbi Akiva doesn't really mean that if your nodes are not basar, the nether extends to covet. You don't get malchus. He just says it. Now, why do you not get malchus? Simple shot, you don't get malchus because it's just a suffix, right? I mean, there are always two ways of explaining why you get malchus. Either it's only a scrubbing or it's just a suffix. Let's assume it's just a suffix. Rabbi Akiva says it's only a suffix, whether basar includes covet or not. So it's usher l'chachila. So you don't get malchus. So what's the problem? The problem is that when the Gemara talks about Be'ilah, but when the Gemara talks about Neder, what does it say? Ben Kortar Shbach, who are the Chachamim, right? Man, Chachamim. No, there, Min HaBasar, Mutter Mekaveh, and Mutter does not include Kaveh, not consistent. But here, Rabbi Akiva says, no, there, Min HaBasar, Sapeg. In covering the cloud, because Moda they don't look at. So that's the fear of the Shidim Gebetzes ask. The Shidim Gebetzes says, and the Shidim Gebetzes asks, yes, Stira. He says, if it's really a suffix, then why would the Baal HaBayis be Mal? After all, it's a suffix. Or we keep it thinking that Baal HaBayis covering, it's just a suffix. And there are two basic, there are two more famous answers in the Rishonim, let's call the Shidim Gebetzes here. And the Ron there, right? And then the lots we shall repeat each of these. One answer is the Shita Mekubetet in Me'ilah. What does Shita Mekubetet in Me'ilah mean? We never thought Rabbi Akiva said covet b'chal basar. Rabbi Akiva says, he says, this is it b'chal basar? In covet b'chal basar, the answer is suffik. Versus no. And therefore, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Baal Shliach, because Kavod is not called Basar, and no there is Mutter, because Kavod is not called Basar. What does Rabbi Akiva think? He thinks that Safek Bechlal HaNeder, which then, of course, means Asur, the Eino Loka, and hold on, if it's a Safek, whether Basar includes Kavod, and I send Micah to give the to serve Basar and he serves Kaveh, who should be Mal if it's a Safek, whether it's in my words? No, because Safek, Karban, Safek, Dashlumen is the Kuba, right? And therefore, Moel. He says, even though in his Girsa it's said, in the Girsa in Dorim it said the Baal HaBayis is Mal, look at this document. Afechad, Moel, or Shneem Moel, right? Okay. Well, he reads the Gemara. That's fine. Good answer. The Ran in his arm, again, and this is just a representative sample. The Ran in his arm reads it very differently. He says, you misunderstood that whole line. When he said Rabbi Akiva thinks it's only a suffix and he's not Loka, that was only about the Dluim and the Yerith, because Dluim are really called Yerith. When it comes to the covenant, the Basar keeps the Bada. Meaning he said, yes, no. Here it is. Baal Shliach, I really should do all this in the other word. Right, they're saying, because the suffix is a word, no one's Maal. Because it's Baal, they have words of Shliach, it's Maal. What does he tell us again? To know there is Mutter, and therefore, Maal Shliach, the Shliach of Maal, is not in the word. And what are there Akiva things? No, the no there is Asur of the Lokat. There's a line that right here, you're not look. Yeah, that's only Yerik and Duluim, because Duluim are not really the word Yerik. As I read the word, that's, he didn't actually say Yerik. He said, Yerokos and his Pashtal, they were aligned. It was from the Eter Moshe, and the whole copy of the thing. And but the line of Loki was not about Basar and Kavit. Right? What does he say? He said, the Inyan ain't a Loki, rock and Duluim. About the covet, if fully, okay. ignore that interloper. It wasn't about our case. It was just about the case in the Mishnah there. And therefore, of course, once the netter is oser beloka, that makes a lot of sense. That's Baklava's words. And follow yes, follow. Okay. However, the Rosh Bader has a different shot. Now, the Rosh Bader doesn't end up with any different shot than the Gemara, but he's a different shot in how to answer this question. There are three shots I've seen how to answer this question. Okay, one is very simple. Like, Jimmy gets up here. We're going to keep a suffix. The Elis, they're both Pottery Suffolk. Neder, after the Pottery will also be Suffolk. And Rishum and Leos Clark. The other answer is Rishum and Leos Clark. No, and Rekinos Clark, yes, and you get Pottery. The rest was definitely a little funny. Not funny, but interesting. He points out, who's the one who said Moder Rekiva de Inuloka in the Dharma? Abaye. Hold on. Abaye is one of the participants in our dialogue. Abaye is not a neutral third party necessarily. Everyone else assumed he was a neutral third party. When he said that, everyone agreed with him. Maybe it's Abaye Lashitato, right? And that's what Rashba said. The Rashba says, he doesn't quite say it this way. Again, he says, Rav Chisda didn't know Abaye's statement of Eino Loka. Again, he makes it sound like he didn't know, but obviously would have agreed if he didn't know. No one would disagree. But he says, Rav Chisda didn't know about Eino Loka. Rav Chisda thought Loka. It's only Abaye who thinks Eino Loka. Meaning, let's see if we can stick it in. I did not leave enough room, but the Rashba in the Darim says, and he prays 2 days about this, the Rashba. So whole spring's 2 days about this is the main day in the Rashba. He says, Rabbi Akiva depends who you ask. It depends who you ask. One second, I'm just going to write the exact same thing. Like, give myself a little more room. And now what did the doctor say? The Rashba says, actually, Rav Chisda and Abaye and our sugar and Lishitasa. Right? Rav Chisda and Abaye and Lishitasa. This is what, no, really, it's interesting to say about Rav Shimon and Abaye. He's pretty clear. But he says this depends if you're Rav Chisda or Abaye. This depends if you're Rav Chisda or Abaye. If you are Rav Chisda thought that Kaveh was definitely Bekwal Basar, and therefore he thought no, there was Asar Beloke. He thought no, there was Asar Beloke, and therefore. But what did Abaye come and say? Abaye said, it's a suffix. And therefore, no dare is usher the Eino Loke. And this, now here's where he makes a cut. What does Abaye say? Here's where I hope I do this chart right. Not that anything here is wrong. I hope we'll lead easily to the next sentence. He said, What did the Bai come say? When the Bai says, what did the Bai saying? A Bai is saying, hold on a second. On the Shitas, Rabbi Akiva never meant that Kaveh is for sure without Basar, and anything that's Mimlach is for sure without your words. He just meant whatever's Mimlach is Safek without your words. And since it's only Safek without your words, therefore, since it's only Safek Bechlau's words, if the Shliach was Safek Bechlau's words and yet bought it anyway, that shows the Shliach was acting on his own volition. And therefore, what does he say? He say, Shliach Ma'al Kevan Ship. Since he was misopic and didn't check, anyone who's misopic and doesn't check is acting on their own. Now, here's where the Rashba spoiled it, ruins the podcast, and says, let me point out, why is Abaye arguing on Rav Chisda? Here is the issue. Why did the Bai argue with Chisda? Chisda said, what does Chisda say? He says, let's say it's from Chisda the Vadai. Kevan dekaveh deflau basar ma'inya nidarim balabai yismal. What is a Bai barabba? Or really, it's a Bai, and the Rambam agrees, say that to Rav Chisda. What does the Bai say back to Rav Chisda? So granted everyone, and then the Rashba adds that this is also true. What does the Bai say back? Lefi the Rishonim. What does the Bai say back? He says, I know Chavei is Bechlal a Basar L'inyan Nedarim. But L'inyan Shlichus, there's a rule that you have to be Nimlach, even if it's Bechlal V'lachon. Right? Rishonim say, even though it's beflaw your words, that doesn't mean you're beflaw your words. Just as beflaw your words doesn't mean it's beflaw your shlifas. It's beflaw your words. But there's a special rule in Shlichus that you have to double check things even if they're Bechlal words. Not everything, including your word, is included in Shlichus. That's what they're saying. Right? Meaning, just because it's Bechlal Devorah, it's not Bechlal Shlichus. So, why is it not Bechlal Shlichus? So, because the Shliach can always come back and check. And therefore, since he can go back and check, it's been a shliach. I mean, that even if they're included in my words, you should check them out. Okay. However, that is one way of being a Bai. What I'm claiming, and the Rashba in the end says, and this is also what a Bai meant. But what I'm claiming is, I'll pee the Rashba. I mean, if you just take the first half of this Rashba, you could say, and again, the Meiri also brings down this data. You could say, Pasha, what does Abaye say back? It says, Anachanami Imchaya Bichlau Devara Haya Bichlau Shlifusa. Anachanami, because in your words, it would be in your Shlifus. Aval Lishitasi, it's Stopping. Bechlal Devarav. The call Davar Shehu Safek Bechlal Devarav. Is that Bechlal Shlifa? Sorry, without. Amlacha, anything that's a Safek, Eino Bechlal Shlifuso.
Okay,
maybe this is what the rest was saying in the end.
One second.
No, okay. The Semantics is not much. What you could say, right? What the rash is for this parish, let's say, right? What you have to say for this, no, you say this for this parish. Well, let's say the Rashba, the parish there, right? This is the Rashba in this parish. He just says, I have the other parish, I'll go like the other Pishon. Right? So he briefly mentioned the parish to the other Pishon. Right? He has two Pishon. He says, first shot was like the Ron, Laura Bailey, I mean, Lewin, and then he gives his whole sheet. And then he said, you know, for the Ron also, I have my son. But what's the Rashba saying? Saying, no. There are two ways of reading a body. It's not by saying, I don't care if God tells more than you to darken. Without Hamlocha, it's not Shlifos. Or we say it's going to be Bada and Falkbar, well, then it would be valid Shlifos. But since it's only Suffolk who comes far up, anything that's Suffolk, whether you meant it, if I don't check with you, it's Bada and not Shlifos. Okay, and that's what he says. Either way, you have to say it's far. Either have to say whatever Suffolk if you meant it, and I don't check, I'm Bada and not Shlifos. Or even if it's Badai that it's including your words. But if I don't check, it's in your words. But it's your words being made, I'll check. Right? If I don't check, it's not the false Shlifos. So what I'm claiming is that if you just take the Rashba shot, now when the Rashba goes back and says, and even for the other shot, go over chat, let me under the show, then the Rambam's fine. Then the Pagnasa shouldn't have retracted. Right? What do you want to say? The Rambam hold like the Rashba. The Rashba held like the Rashba, the Rav Tista and Abayu the Shitasa. Rav Tista said, must be since woke Rabbi Akiva, because he thought Rabbi Akiva was saying, Badai the false part. Abayu says, must be since woke Rabbi Akiva, because he thought Rabbi Akiva was suffering the false part. How does the Rambam Paskin by Nidurim? The Rambam Paskin by Nidurim against Abayu. That I know Nidurim in a busser, and it's coming against Malchus. The ones passing against Abayu and Hilk Nidurim. Then, of course, we should also paskin against Abaye here. And that's why paskins like Rav Chista at the Rambam says, Hilchos Nedarim, called Dover Shadar Fashlipo, so luckily, Molechala, Hariyu Bechlala Minchinemar Lishliach, Stam, etc. And never says, you don't get Malchus. Now, there's a whole deal in the Achramam. So he would say, of course, he meant you'll get Malchus. He just didn't bother to tell you, which could be. Take the Rambam Shuto, but never says he'll get Malchus. The Rambam should say, all right, so I'm saying it according to the Rashba, what's the difference? You know, Shuto say that may remind this, may remind our orthogonals are not connected to each other. It's coincidence, right? But what the, and even the Rashba in the end says, this is what Rabbi Akiva, it represents the thought, because he hadn't heard of it. It sounds like everyone would hear the in the end. But if you then just say two things, then what do you say the Rashba? Five, and she tucks it. And number two says the Rambam possibly ends Abaye there. And he also paskins again Abaye here. Now, again, that is a admitted thing. That's a lot of assumptions. And if you go through all the Achronim and Hilchos Nedarim, you'll find that these are not the most popular figurative in the Rambam. Something most people like to say the Rambam's like to run. And that answers a few questions. But I think it's at least possible to say the Rambam possibly ends up pissed up. But why? How can he pass like Rav Chista? Doesn't Argamo reject Rav Chista? The answer is no. Argamo only rejects Rav Chista because Abaye is lishitasing. But we don't pass him like Abaye there, right? He Abaye and Apsi Rava Khan lishitasing. It ain't no loke. Lefi Rabbi Akiva. The Rambam Pasak. Meaning, Abaye was only because he thinks it was something with Chalav Tavarav. But since we pass against Badai with Chalav Tavarav, therefore, we pass like a fist against Abaye and Rava, and you can defend the Haknasan. Could somehow could we somehow take that back to the yourselves in the Mishnah? And say that what's really at stake here is that, again, this is reading a lot of Sidmara. There are two ways to, there are two Gersos in the Mishnah. There's a Gers of Kavid and a Gers of Kikar. And because of this whole, Bart, therefore we prefer to have a Gers of Kikar in the Mishnah, that probably won't bar. So again, I'm feeling that they start, you know, the final seems to be the simple solution. I just don't know how to read the Mara then. And you need to see. What? Yeah. But what I'm saying is that if you really do want to have a one to shed for the Rambam, the Lumnish Hedra for the Ram is going to be. It's not that Abayi said, even though it's the Chalz of Arv Lenadarim. Still, it's not his Shlichus because he didn't check. Abayi said, yeah, if it would have been the Chalz of Arv, it would have been a Shlichus. Why do most people check? People like to double check, but it certainly applies to your Shlichus even if you don't double check. However, Abayi the Shitas only suffered the Chalz of Arv, suffered the Chalz of Arv, not the Chalz of Shlichus if you don't check. Part of Shlichus is that if you have a suffix, you should check before it's fit. And let's just review the difference between the Rashba slash what I'm saying in the Rambam versus all the other Rishonim is what is Abayi trying to say, right? What is Abayi trying to say? Which is really here. But what's the principle of Abayi? For the other Rishonim, the principle is that the Meshaleach means that you must check before buying anything non-standard included in my words. That's how everyone else reading a buy, even though it's included in my words. But if it's not standard, you have to check for it. And if you don't check, you're not much leader. According to this one day in the Rashba, which again, the Rashba then says for the other day it was worse. And he also said, and even if this is true, Kitha didn't really think that. He just hadn't heard yet. Of course, he changed his mind to a buy. So he's not trying to go out to Rambam. But the principle is that what does the Mishaleach mean? Means you can buy anything included in my words. You can buy anything included in my words. Most people check. You can check, but you can't buy anything included in my words. Well, there's another way of putting this. You can buy anything included in my words, but if it's a suffix, what my words mean, then you must check. Okay, that's, and therefore, since the Rambam holds that the covenant is definitely included in bus, therefore it's included in his words, only a body, but it was suffix, but if the checking was in Kuba, he admitted that you should check. Who thinks it's included in my words, thinks that the checking is not the Kuba. Okay, that is at least the simple way of dealing with this Derech Rambam. I'll just point out, the hour's late, okay? Almost got to, you want to get up to, in a couple lines. I'll just point out that, and this ties into a very, very big shite, which we're going to get into. What I'm claiming for the Rambam against all the Achronim is that halacha l'maisa. What I'm claiming is that how about Amar Basar bin Nasan Kavit? What do all the other Achronim say? Right? All the Achronim say B'dasa Rambam changed the Tosafos Shliach Baal. And what am I claiming? I don't even have anyone on my side. Hok Nasan in the Hafmina, right? Hok Nasan in his Hafmina. That's it. I admit that's a Haner Ratzutz. He's saying that no, the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam thinks that Nick, this case, maybe the Baal Bais is Mahal. Maybe he even goes far as saying either. So let's stick to the Baal Bais is Mahal now. Baal Bais is Mahal. Why? Because it's included in his words. Because it's Bichlau Devara. I'll just end with one food for thought, and this will be the biggest focus in the world, which we'll talk about at great length next time, which is, I sort of put one with, but hold on a second. The Shliach would be Nivra, right? An average person, I sent Yomo to the shuk to my basar. He gets there late to Osher Ad. All they have left is liver. He would call me. Why would he call me if it's part of my shlichus, because it's part of my work, according to the Rambam? So he could say, he would call me. He would call me, but he doesn't have to. It's really part of my shlichus. Or maybe you could say something a little more finished in the Rambam. That, no, when it comes to normal shlichus, maybe he doesn't make any connection. It's not part of shlichus. Against what I wrote here, unless he calls me. But when it comes to me'ila, you don't need full shlichus. When it comes to me'ila, you don't need full shlichus. You just need to be responsible for what happened. And you know what? If it's in my words, even if it's not a real shlichus, because a real shlichus means he should check, you can't say I'm not responsible for it. After all, it was in my words and I told him, and he honestly bought it thinking it was in my words, even if it wouldn't qualify as a regular shlichus, maybe it qualifies for shlichus from me'ila, because shlichus from me'ila doesn't need full shlichus. It just needs responsibility. And of course, what line in this Rambam and next Mishnah would most lead us to think that for me'ila, you don't need full shlichus, you just need basic responsibility. Even if I send a heresh of the katan, there's no shlichus. If I send it to shut to buy something, then it doesn't count, right? Then I can ask for my money back. Here you don't need full shlichus, you just need basic responsibility. It might not be full shlichus, but it's still basic responsibility, and maybe you could tie that into the funny Rambam and the Pirish Mishnah. It's here. What's funny about the Rambam and the Pirish Mishnah? Is here? Anyone notice anything funny? No. That means Bishvili. What's the makar that there's shlichus in Me'ilah? Where's the Gemara? Take the Itroah. What is the Rambam? Is that what the Rambam says? No, he brings something we never heard of before. He says, what does he say? He says, his kimatzel amri sal the chata nefeshahi, Romeis la also shashaga tchila bechash the fluency lishtami. So the chata nefeshahi, whichever soul, sins or makes a mistake, that's a remez to whoever first made the mistake and started this moral road. He didn't say anything that exir shav utruma. Okay, it's a little funny. How can he be against the Gemara? The gazillion answers in the acronym. But maybe, now, I'm saying maybe because there's one big question mark on this, which we'll get to, which is Perzion of Fabes. But maybe you could say, and this would obviously help for the part of the verse we didn't get to, that the Rambam thinks that, no, because I never said he, whoever shug out people, whoever see, but you need mamish or proper shlichus. You just need to be responsible for the process. And therefore, he says, Kirishad Bukhatan, not Shlichos, but responsible for the process. Likewise, if I send you to get Buster and you buy Covet, even though it wasn't really a proper Shlichos because you should have checked with me, you can't say I'm not responsible for the process. I said Buster includes Covet. The fact that you didn't follow all the details properly and you were a little, the fact that you weren't so methodical doesn't mean that I'm not responsible. It is in my words. So this, I think, is if I'm right about the Rambam, yesh l'ayin harvei, is that because it's really a halot shlichus. Afal tishalo nimlach. Wouldn't everyone be nimlach? Everyone would be nimlach. So pretty sure it's in. That's just what they call nerding. Right? Really, it's a halot shlichus even without being nimlach. It's a halot shlichus afal tishalo nimlach. Even though everyone would be nimla, it's a shlichus that nimla. People are just careful. Or because it's not a halot shlichus, but is causing the me'ilah to happen. If I send a shlichus and he does something that's not in my words, you can't say I caused this me'ilah to happen. You can't say you can't say I'm responsible for this process I sent to me. It's not in my words. I sent it, he did something in my words, even with the puzzle, whether the puzzle is legal or constructively, but I sent it, he did it in my words. It's putting my co-op that's at play here. And that's an interesting question that we'll leave for ourselves, which will tie into what we didn't get to in today's McCarthy's. That's the question of this parak. What is the big question of this parak? Everything is parak, there's 300 akhaminas to the one question. When we say there's shlichus in the ilah, faith, faith, and truma, or maybe even through another gear to the Rambam made up, and maybe that makes a difference. Is that shlichus of culture, who is going to be struggling the most? Or is it just mean, no, ain't shlichus in bar paper. It just means responsibility. It doesn't necessarily mean a full shlipa. It just means responsibility. And obviously, 300 alchemists from Zatri are going to be basically take every single halakha we ever heard of by Yom Shlipa. Does it apply? Does it not apply? And maybe we can start here. So we'll pick up with this Amir Tzashem next night. What are we going to do next time? Just to get started, besides finishing up the little bit that's left here. And I think I want everyone to think hard in number three in the report sheet, whether we're claiming the right Shandra Brahma or not, to do the Mishnah that propels them out. And the Gemara, the Mishnah Nafka Aman Aleph, and the Gemara till the next Mishnah, or at least till like four lines before the next Mishnah, and the there's a lot of acronym in this, but I think very importantly, even though it's not technically in that Gemara, is the Rambam Perek Zayin Halacha Beis. And that's a good place to start. Okay, to be continued.